Mahon. Hello.
Yes, I have Congressman George Mahon.
Yeah.
President.
Hello.
Mr. President.
Hi, George. How are you?
Fine.
Fine. I don't want to bother you. I'm sitting here talking to Cliff Hardin and Abe Lincoln. They're going down tomorrow to your country.
Yeah.
And they've got all the the authority. They're going over now to talk to John Connally to see what further thing he has to report. They told me they'd invited you. You couldn't go. But I want you to know they're going to look at the thing, and there's anything the law allows, we're going to do.
I think, I appreciate you calling, Mr. President. We are so involved that I didn't plan to go down.
Right.
Particularly since they don't feel it necessary to stop in my area at Lubbock, and I don't either.
But they're not going to stop at Lubbock, huh?
No, they're going to stop at Amarillo.
Amarillo,
and
I see.
And Price is going with them, which I think is very
Price, good. Yeah, that's the other.
Now,
fine.
Here is the thing. I don't think we ought to let my Texas friends stampede us on these matters.
Yeah.
We have not had rain for a long time, but we had a pretty general rain, and this may be the beginning of more rain, and I don't want to be talking against doing anything
I understand.
Properly.
Well, what we're not doing, we cannot declare it a disaster area.
If you declare it a major disaster area, just going a little too far.
Well, what will happen then, we'll have to declare Southern California, Florida, and perhaps Arizona. And, and you see, and then you're triggering, of course, unemployment insurance and a lot of other things that are very, very serious.
Well, I think that I believe that Cliff and Abe ought to be interested and show concern and all that, but not overcommit us because
they're going to commit for everything short of a major disaster.
I think that's fine.
In other words, loans and grain and all that sort of thing. Hay to the extent we can find it. There's no hay in the country, though, I understand.
That's a real problem.
Right.
But if we have a little more rain, they'll begin to. What we haven't wanted to do is see the cattle market break.
Right.
And this drought is going to help postpone any break in the cattle market, and some feed can be found, not enough, I'm sure. Mr. President, I appreciate your call, man.
Good.
I'm grateful that
you. They say, incidentally, they could stop at Lubbock if you want them to.
I just don't think it's necessary.
All right.
It would be very inconvenient for me to try to go, and I wouldn't want them to go unless I.
All right. Swell. Well, anyway, I just wanted you to know we were thinking about you.
You're always most kind.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.